Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Waiting for the beat to drop. All right, folks, inside the 10 o'clock hour, we ain't going nowhere. You got me till 12. Then I'll get out of here. Keith McPherson on The Fan, hosting a 5-hour KM to AM. Mostly talking baseball, talking World Baseball Classic. And, you know, I believe in curses. If you're a baseball fan, how could you not believe in curses? I believe in jinxes. I believe in the universe. I believe in everything happens for a reason. I believe in not touching the money, all of that stuff. You know, everything happens how it's supposed to happen, and one thing leads to another. But, you know, you don't know what can happen when adversity hits. You don't know how teams and players can respond to adversity. And I think that's what I'm hoping for this baseball season in New York. I feel like last year with the lockout and Steve Cohen making the moves that he made before the lockout, everybody was all in on the Mets. And we know what happened with the Mets. They come up this short from even winning the division. They become a wild card team, embarrass themselves in the wild card round at home. And, you know, they don't get any further than that. 101 win season. And you're left with that. And I get it, man. I get it. It's a long off season and you're fired up about the moves you made again. And Edwin Diaz was the first move. You lose Edwin Diaz and it feels like it's the first shoe to drop. It feels like the sky is falling again. I listened to the calls last week. Oh, I've been a Mets fan for this long and I know that the Mets, blah, 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 blah. The Mets are cursed. The Mets are going to Met. And this is going to happen always to the Mets. That didn't happen in a Mets jersey. He was wearing a Puerto Rico jersey. He went to represent his country, his family, the place that he made it out of to come to the United States and become Edwin Diaz for the Mets. And I don't think that man would, you know, have changed anything. It's unfortunate how it went down. It is what it is. But I also don't think that baseball is changing everything. Get used to it. And we want to get used to it. Mexico takes the lead 5-3. Runner thrown out at the plate, almost 6-3. This game, if you're not watching the World Baseball Classic right now, what are you doing? Watching the Knicks? And I don't mean to laugh, but we literally said it. I'm like, there's something about the Garden with the Knicks. And I'm like, you know, that Hornets game that they should have won. I'm like, well, they got Jalen Brunson, so Jalen Brunson will make sure that they don't lose this game. Well, hey, Julius Randle is going to Julius Randle. You think the Mets are going to Met? Well, Randle's going to Randle. Ridiculous game for Julius Randle, though. Just unfortunate the way it ends. You know, he gets out-rebounded at the end. He gets teed up at the end. He's barking at the ref at the end. And that puts a damper on a 57-point performance. One of the highest scoring nights ever in the Garden. But it's not going to be remembered well because the Knicks lose a game to the Timberwolves without Anthony Edwards. I feel like Tommy from New Hyde Park called in and he talked about taking that bet. I wanted to tell him not to take that bet. But I'm like, who am I to give anyone any advice after the money that I smoked betting on March Madness? I'm like, hey, you're going with the under and the Knicks to cover. Hopefully, Hopefully that was all he bet on that game, because he smoked his $30 that way. The Knicks lose. They don't cover. And the Timberwolves rise to the occasion. 140-134. The Timberwolves are the ninth place team in the West. They're fighting for their lives. They're trying to stay in the play-in. And I said that they were going the wrong way. The Nets went and beat them in overtime Friday. They were able to beat the Hawks, but then they lost to the Celtics, the Bulls, the Raptors. Sometimes when you get teams like that that are on the ropes, and I feel like this happens to the Knicks a lot this year. When you get these teams that are on the ropes with their backs against the wall, and they come into New York City, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, everybody's watching, they're going to give you maximum effort. You're getting everybody's best shot. How are you not prepared for that? I feel like I said for the Yankees, right? The Yankees a lot. I watch the Yankees, and I think the Yankees forget that they're the New York Yankees, and that Yankee Stadium is the main stage, and that every night you're going to get the best shot. It doesn't matter if the Cincinnati Reds are trash. They're coming in to take that series from you. You need to be ready to compete. Julius Randle was ready to compete. He tried to carry the team, but it's a team game. If you want to be mad at Julius Randle, I get it. If you want to be mad at RJ Barrett, I get it. But that's a tough loss for a Knicks team that, you know, it's the same theme. They win a couple games in a row. Now, I mean, I don't think they're going to lose to the Heat, but who knows? They got to go down to Miami and face the Heat, who are fighting for position. They're trying to get out of the play-in. So, you know, they're going to get their best shot, and they play well at home. But the Knicks theme this year, at least when I'm talking about them, is that they build up some goodwill and they create some ill wills. Like, they win a couple games and they lose a couple games, and it kind of erases it. And they've had some losses in the Garden late in those games where it's like, what goes on? There's something different in the Garden, man. There's some weird energy about the Garden. I don't know. I think it's because everybody is. It's the world's most famous arena. Everybody is hyped up in there. Josh Hart said that they pump different air into there. And you're getting everybody's best shot because it's the Garden, right? These guys, like I said, like Kyle Anderson, he's from the area. Nas Reed from the area. These guys want to turn up in the Garden. They got family members there. And, you know, players like Torian Prince, former Brooklyn Net, he understands what it means to play in the Garden. He just had the game of his season. He dropped 35. He went 8 for 8 from three-point range. He went off. All the way off. Someone will rise. Always. It's sports. The thing is, it's a team game. And anybody can rise. And that goes back to my point with Edwin Diaz. Someone will rise on the Mets. Multiple guys will rise and get an opportunity. And maybe you find another guy who can be your closer this year. The season is not over. Let it play out. Don't get too far ahead of yourselves. 877-337-6666. Now we're taking calls on the Knicks. I don't know how Knicks fans feel. That's a tough loss. You're not supposed to lose that game, especially when they don't have their star player. You can't take teams lightly, and you had it. They came back, and they had that one. But like I said, I literally said it earlier today. Like, something about the Knicks when they're playing in the Garden and these teams come in that they're supposed to beat, like the Hornets, like the Timberwolves. I'm sure if I go back, you know, I can find some other games where it's just like a disappointment. And this is a team that's trending in the right direction. Fifth place in the East. That doesn't help them chase down the Cavs for the fourth place spot. But luckily, right under them is the Brooklyn Nets, who they're trending in the wrong direction. And we'll see what they do against the Cavaliers coming up here. But I don't, you know, I think the Knicks are fine. I think the Knicks are pretty much going to stay in that fifth seed. But man, this is the time of the year where you need those wins. Call me up, Knicks fans. We'll talk about it. All my calls are lining up World Baseball Classic. Let's run through them. Let's try and move faster. I give everybody time. You know, I have respect for everyone that calls, and I appreciate everyone that listens and calls. But just for the sake of time, we can't do the long stories. You know, we can't do the, you know, long thoughts. And, you know, we're trying to move this thing along. Let's go to Dan in Sparta, New Jersey, next up on the Fan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I have a more of a linguistic issue with the world. I love that the World Baseball Classic exists, and I always thought the World Series was kind of ethnocentric because it's basically just
it's not the world.
Yeah, it's not the world. It's not the World Series. They call it the World Series, but it's like that and maybe Montreal when they had a team and Toronto. So if whoever wins this, that is the true World Series.
And many of them have come out to say that that's how they feel, that this is the real World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like in soccer, soccer's been around before, you know, turn of time, BC time. And baseball with Doubleday created this great game. And I would love to see baseball go around the world. And that's a real World Series to me, whoever wins this.
I'm with you.
Do you agree? Do you agree? Or
no, I 100% agree. And we've heard players say that. Thanks for the call, Dan. You know, the name World Series, right? In the NBA, it's the NBA Finals. In football, it's the Super Bowl. In NHL, it's the Stanley Cup Final. In baseball, they call it the World Series. And it makes you think, like, oh, these are the best players in the world. Not necessarily. Not all the time. It's the best teams out of the 30 American teams in Major League Baseball. And yes, there are players that have made it from Japan, from Puerto Rico, from Mexico, Venezuela, Cuba, all these different players to Major League Baseball. But I'm telling you, they have way more pride with their country that they're from across their chest than they do with, Miami Marlins across their chest. And these guys have spoken to it. I don't know who else we need to hear from, right? I don't know who else we need to get quotes from besides the players that decided to go play, that they feel like this is it. This, the whole world is watching. There was a clip from Trey Turner hitting that grand slam, and I think someone wrote on Twitter, like, Bryce Harper had a home run in the World Series that did like 2 million views, but then that home run did like 45 million views in a day. It's drawing more interest. Simple as that. The World Baseball Classic in these last 3 weeks are drawing more eyes globally to the game of baseball than anything in October. Not the Padres-Mets series, not the Yankees-Astros series, not the Astros-Phillies World Series. To be honest with you, here in America, people aren't checking for it. Go look at the ratings. So for this many people to be watching the World Baseball Classic right now, buying tickets to the World Baseball Classic right now, Major League Baseball knows they have something. And baseball is an American export. I love this. I love to see that, right? Japan, they're fighting for their lives right now, and they're about to come back and looks like they're going to tie this thing. If you're not watching the World Baseball Classic, you should turn to it. I'm mad that I turned to the Knicks collapse and missed the comeback. But right now it's 5-3, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and there's runners on second and third. So the tying runs are on base, and I think Shohei is due to come up. Let me pull up this box score. But yeah, this is Major League Baseball. They're loving this. They are not thinking about Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz, that money, I pulled up the Athletic article on it. The Mets will be reimbursed for Edwin Diaz's salary. They won't end up paying Diaz because the injury occurred while he was participating in the WBC. Major League Baseball has insurance in place to protect the team in these type of circumstances. I think teams can say to certain players, hey, we don't want you to go. But this is an MLB thing. So for us as fans to say it doesn't matter and that Major League Baseball's 162-game season plus the postseason is more important than this, I don't even know if Major League Baseball agrees with that. It's about money, and it's about growing the game. And they have clauses, and they have things in the event that a player gets injured like Edwin Diaz did. I swear the ball keeps going to Randy Arozarena. That's a sack fly. 5-4. Here we go. And is Shohei Ohtani coming up right now? Bottom of the eighth, two outs. Sack fly gets the runner in from third. Shohei was warming up. I meant to pull a box score up. They're at the bottom of the order. Lars Nootbaar leads off for them. So Lars Nootbaar is coming up next. Lars Nootbaar is another one. Go look up Lars Nootbaar. I said this earlier. One of the best names.
Didn't you mention that before? Lars Nootbaar?
Lars Nootbaar is one of the best, you know, names in sports, period. But I didn't know he was Japanese at all. I watched him play against the Yankees this year. And he's playing for Team Japan after, like, being in the States, playing for the Cardinals, not meeting these guys. And he talked about how great it is. He's like, there's obviously a language barrier, but playing for Team Japan, it's a life-changing experience. He went out to Japan to join them, to play with them. He gets to leave wherever the Cardinals have their spring training. Like, oh, bye, guys. I'm going to Japan to represent my national team. I'm trying to find information about his parents
While you're trying to do that, just real quick, the number one seed in the women's tournament, Indiana, just went down to Miami as they lost at the buzzer.
I'm not going to hold
70
you,
70-68.
That means nothing to me. That doesn't sound
right,
good.
And the only reason I said it, it's the first time it's the first time two one seeds lost in the women's tournament since like 98, I think, or 97. So it's been a while. And they play those games.
I feel bad about it at times, but like women's basketball, it just never caught me, bro. And I try.
Much like the World Baseball Classic with me. It just doesn't.
You're bugging out.
It doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me.
Don't say that. Are you crazy?
It doesn't do it for me, man.
Watch the games. They're all stars playing in these games.
I know, but I don't have a personal connection to it.
You do. You're a Mets fan, right? I guess Lindor is out now, but when Alonso has played well in these last two games, he's made an impact for the United States.
I get it, but they're not playing for the Mets right now. They're playing for team.
Goodness.
And it doesn't make me unpatriotic. I just don't care about it right now. I really don't care about the Olympics. Does that make me unpatriotic? No.
And I'm not sexist for not being into the women's college.
Of course not.
It does not move the needle for me at all. Okay. I've tried to watch it. The level of basketball, I'd rather watch high school basketball on one of these random MSG channels or something. You just cut in to tell me that, like, the number one seed in the – I don't know who's in the women's tournament or what that means. It does not rank. And I'm sure it's – you know, that's not great to say. I'm sure it's important to some people. But, like, if you try to compare the women's tournament to the World Baseball Classic,
no, I'm not. I'm saying
ticket sales and viewership. It's not.
No,
close.
I'm not. I'm comparing it how it doesn't move the needle for you personally. That's the comparison I was trying to make. Is personally, I just can't get into the WBC like you do. That's all.
Yeah, but it's the same guys that you watch play in Major League Baseball, right?
But they're not wearing.
If they
they're
sign
not wearing the
Shohei
clothes.
Ohtani to the Mets, you're gonna be a huge Shohei Ohtani fan. He's playing in this game.
That's the difference. I'm a Mets fan. I don't root for players.
Okay.
Fan.
Well, I like watching Shohei Ohtani play.
I like watching him play too, I wanted to play
alien.
On the Mets.
Okay. And if he plays for the Mets, like Steve Cohen is flying to Japan. What is he doing in Japan? He's there for one reason and one reason only.
100%. Get Shohei. Buy a World Series. I don't need him to buy a World Baseball Classic.
He didn't leave Japan when he heard the news about Edwin Diaz.
I don't need him to buy a Classic. I need him to buy a World Series. That's what I need.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you can't buy those. You got to let it play out. It takes 8 months for us to even figure out where you might not think that the Phillies can get to the World Series, and boop, there they are. I think we're going to stop touching the money. So Lars Nootbaar is batting now. Lars Nootbaar, his mother is Japanese, and he grew up in California. So his father is American of Dutch, English, and German descent, Charlie Nootbaar, and his mother, Kumi Inokita, is Japanese. So he chose to go represent his mother's side, right, and go play for Japan. Like, all right, they got enough guys over there in Team America, Team USA. I'll go risk it all for Team Japan. And it looks like I'm rooting for Team Japan. I hope that they steal this game because I want to see Shohei and these guys in the final. We'll see Yu Darvish versus Merrill Kelly. And I love the fact that the Japanese love baseball. When the Little League World Series comes around, you see a bunch of young Japanese kids. They're pretty good every year. Talk about growing the game. These kids want to play baseball in Japan from the time they're five. Like, this is all a good thing. I'm telling you, it's all a good thing. Let's take some more calls. Frank is in Syosset on the Fan. Go for it, Frank.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm great.
Haven't spoken to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for calling. No problem.
Thanks for taking my call. You're a good guy, Keith. I remember the guy, Ralph, that lost it on your show a few weeks back. I hope he's okay. And I know you you let him go on about Aaron Rodgers and for a while.
Ding, 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 ding. First mention of Aaron Rodgers on the show tonight. It's almost 10:30.
Yeah, and you really were concerned about him. Look, you know, Keith, you know, I had a friend that told me if you cut a pizza pie into 8 slices, there's 8 different ways of looking at something. So let me throw a few angles at you besides this this thing that you seem to be a little fixated on, the fans that say they're against the WBC. I personally am not against the WBC. I think it's a wonderful thing. What I am against, like maybe a lot of other fans have mentioned to you, is the fact that the guys that have gotten hurt at the WBC are employees. They're employees. They're under contract with Major League Baseball. That's the only thing. And the rationales about Mariano getting hurt, shagging balls in the outfield, and Nimmo and anybody else has gotten hurt in spring training, they were in uniform for the teams that employ them. That's the only thing. I have nothing against the World Baseball Classic. But let me, you know, so there's a deeper problem here, Keith. There's a domestic problem with the game of baseball, a domestic problem. And I've heard on other radio stations our conversations on many things. You talk about the bigger picture and looking at things more worldly. Here's a few. This game has had problems with it since the White Sox. Then it's Pete Rose betting against the game. Then it's discussions for years about steroids with Barry Bonds and Andy Pettit and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And who's taking steroids? And A-Rod suing the Yankees. And on and on. And then there's the cost. There's the cost that I spoke with you about a few weeks ago, about a fan going to the game and the cost of a ticket and parking and beverages and $16 beers and $8 hot dogs. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a problem. There's a problem with it domestically. There are parents that say they can't afford to pay their bills and pay their mortgages and property and school tax because their son or daughter wants to be on a travel team. And the costs are astronomical. And they're promised the world by these people that run travel teams. So why do so many players from around the world, you know, are making it to the major leagues? What happens to all the players that play in college and on these travel teams? There's only so much room. You know, soccer and lacrosse and football have grown. There seems to be more opportunity. I don't know. Maybe I'm not right about everything, but maybe some of the things I've said to you just now, Keith, make a little sense. I appreciate you letting me share this with you.
Thanks for the call, Frank. I'm not sure. I thought he was gonna land the plane. I thought he was gonna bring that back around. Okay. The World Baseball Classic is good for the game. Some of the things that Frank listed, they're not good for the game. Cheating in baseball, steroids in baseball, gambling in baseball, betting on the game, prices. But like everything costs, bro. Like if you want to go see an NBA game, it costs. I checked the ticket prices for the Nets the other night, yesterday. And the lowest ticket was $68. I was like, to go see the Nets right now on a Sunday afternoon, $68? I remember the lowest ticket price was usually like $18 a few years back. It is what it is. Baseball in rank in this country, if you ask these young kids, man, they're not ranking baseball as their favorite sport. There's some. There should be more. And I think the World Baseball Classic helps all of that. And you know, prices and opportunities to play the game, whatever it is, what it is. But I think globally, right, worldview, this is making a lot of young kids decide that they want to be a part of this, that they want to play this game. And that's good for right here, America. He mentioned, like, in the beginning of the call, he said something about the players playing in spring training and if they get hurt there. This Major League Baseball created this tournament. This isn't like a FIBA thing. If they get hurt and they're employees of the Mets or the Yankees and they get hurt in spring training, that's one thing. But, like, they're still out. These players have expressed the joy and the pride that they feel going to play in this thing and how much more fun it is to be doing this than to be, you know, taking 4 at-bats on the backfield in spring training. This thing isn't going anywhere, folks. So you can be mad about it. You could be mad because Edwin Diaz is hurt. You could say you hate it. You're not interested in it. But, like, we're talking about it, and people have been talking about it since Edwin Diaz went down. People were talking about it before then. If it didn't get your attention in the last week or two, I think it's got plenty of people's attention now. It's good for the game. One or two people getting hurt, casualties. They look at it like, that's what's going to happen. This is high-level competition. These guys get hurt. They entered knowing they could potentially get hurt. And now we're in the ninth inning. Big strikeout to end the eighth inning. It's 5-4, Mexico over Japan. Shohei Ohtani is due up for Japan at the bottom of this inning. If you're not watching this, like, I don't know if you're
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Just like you, I'll be waiting for those commercial breaks to end. Like, are we done yet? Let's get back to it. Keith McPherson on The Fan, talking World Baseball Classic, watching the World Baseball Classic. I had a few things in my notes and in my agenda, but this is live radio. We should deal in the live moments. We'll get to the Knicks calls. The Knicks lost that game that was live, and it's unfortunate how that went down, Julius Randle ball. But right now, it's on commercial. You can turn to FS1. If you're in front of a television and listening to the radio in your headphones or wherever. If you're not and you're driving, I'll do my best to tell you what's going on right now. So Mexico went up 3-0, and I turned to the Knicks game and I miss a home run to tie the game, a 3-run bomb by Matsuzaka Yoshida. Who is that? Do you remember us talking about him a couple months ago, Yankees fans? He's a left fielder, a guy that I thought the Yankees should have shown some interest in. Maybe he could be your starting left fielder on opening day. No, he will be the starting left fielder, or maybe, I don't know if they're going to put him in right field. He is on the Red Sox. He will be starting for them. Look out for him. He's the one that hit the game-tying home run. He's due up this next inning. Leading off is Shohei Ohtani. Jeff Passan just wrote, Mexico 5, Japan 4, bottom of the ninth coming up. Shohei Ohtani will lead off, followed by Matsuzaka Yoshida and Munetaka Murakami. These are Japan's three best hitters. I have very much enjoyed this baseball game. So have I. I'm literally mad at myself for turning to MSG to see the Knicks collapse because I missed the biggest moment in this game. And now we have a one-run game in the bottom of the ninth inning with arguably the best player on the planet, one of the best players we've ever seen, coming to the plate. He could tie it in one swing of his bat. He's like that. Are you a baseball fan? Do you watch baseball? And I understand there are different ways, right? We just had a caller say you could slice a pizza eight ways and have eight different thoughts or eight different ways of how to look at it. I am a baseball fan. Yes, I'm a Yankee fan, and that was my entry into the game. But I can watch. I'm watching the KBO during the pandemic. I'm getting up to watch Korean baseball because there's no baseball on. This is riveting to me. I like this, and I think it's exciting. And if you're not really into it, I think a way to get into it is, okay, this is Shohei Ohtani. Have you seen what it's like when he comes to Yankee Stadium? He's a rock star. This guy is in the batter's box right now with the opportunity to tie the game. I think this is great. I think there are a ton of people paying attention to this globally. I think there's a ton of interest. And it's unfortunate that so many Americans have come out to try and downplay this, to talk it down. That's a knock. First pitch he sees in the gap, that's a double. He's out of there. He's on second base. That's a leadoff double for arguably the best player on the planet in the World Baseball Classic right now. He's fired up. He does not care about the Angels. He does not care about signing a $500 million contract with the Mets right now. He doesn't care if he breaks his leg fighting for his home country. He has Japan across his chest, and there are a bunch of Japanese people in Miami watching him play. They are trying to advance to face who? Team USA. Yes, your baseball team. Baseball is America's pastime. It's our game. And look at this American export. Look at how it has grown. And look at how other countries have embraced it. Specifically Japan, who I'm rooting for. I hope they come back and beat Mexico right now. Randy Arozarena put on a show. Now reading more about him and his citizenship. And I don't know, it might be something up with why he chose to play for Mexico and not Cuba. I'm rooting for Japan. They've got a few guys on their team. I'd rather see Yu Darvish versus Merrill Kelly. I don't know who would be in line to pitch for Mexico. So I'm going to take your calls, but I have my eyes glued to this game right now. And I don't think there's any spring training game possible to have my attention like this in the month of March. I don't even know if any of these March Madness games had my attention like this outside of the fact that I was betting on them. I don't know those kids. I didn't know most of these kids that were hooping all these last 4 days. I know who Shohei is. I know who Matsuzaka Yoshida is, and I'm literally sitting here like, damn, maybe the Yankees should have actually tried to take this guy from the Red Sox. What if he's a beast? And you're still trying to figure out left field with Aaron Hicks diving all over the place, doing rolling somersaults to try and make a play in the outfield. That's who you're going to roll out there on opening day so the fans can get their first Bronx cheering. Boo! Can't take the Yankees seriously at all. Charlie's in Bethpage. Hello, Charlie. You're on the Fan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You got it.
Hey, listen, the WBC, I got to totally disagree with you, and that's the great thing about sports radio. You have your opinion, I have my opinion. I think it's a great, great thing for all the countries, but on an amateur status. I don't like my professional athletes on my team.
And no one would watch. If we did this with amateurs, it would be the Olympics. We just did that, right? Like David Robertson and Todd Frazier were on Team USA. They came in second. Japan won the Olympics. And, like, this is a different thing. It's run by Major League Baseball. That's why we're getting the pros, Major League Baseball players, to play in it. We're probably going to see more. I think in 3 years we're going to see more participation after this.
But here's my point now. Again, I'm so upset about Edwin Diaz. That's a big blow to our season. I'm not saying our season's over next year, but that's a big blow to our season. Gave him $100 million, best closer in baseball. Now, if Aaron Judge goes down, you're a Yankee fan, I'm sure you're going to be upset that you lose him for a whole year. You're going to have a little bit different bit of opinion on it.
Yeah, we could do the ifs all day. Ronald Acuna Jr. went down and the Braves figured it out. They added players at the trade deadline. They went and won the World Series without their best player, who also played in the World Baseball Classic.
I mean, maybe there should be another time for this. Not during spring training.
No, this is the best time for it. That's why they keep doing it when they're doing it and not changing it, because they've thought about it, and this is the best time for it, because these guys are ramping up for the season. It's supposed to be a World Baseball Festival to kick off the Major League season. They're not changing it. There's no reason for them to make it after the World Series in November. And I do have this idea cooked up in my head of when they shorten the season, maybe they can make it a part of the All-Star break, but I doubt that happens too. It's logistically too hard to do. This is the easiest way for them to execute this. And if there's casualties, there are casualties in business all the time.
And then another thing you said before too, which kind of gets me a little crazy, they wearing their country's uniform. And I understand they have pride. They grew up in their countries. They made it out of their country. They come to America, they're getting paid big dollars here. Well, I feel like guy who plays for that Marlins, wears that Marlins jersey, he better give the same effort he gave to his country. And you're saying these guys have a lot more pride for their country. I can't have that. I mean, you're playing a sport here, getting paid a lot of money, and you should be giving everything here like you would there. I'm not saying they don't play hard for their professional team.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Charlie, you can't have that. You can't have that. This American arrogance that we carry is ridiculous. They don't care what you want or what you have. They are out there fighting for their lineage, their history, their family tree. You can't have that because, the Mets. They don't care. They put that on the line. You realize that, right? They put that on the line. They put the Mets season on the line. The Mets sent more players than majority of the teams in Major League Baseball. So your probability was higher as a Mets fan to lose one of your players. Be mad at Billy Epler. Be mad at Buck Showalter. Be mad at Steve Cohen then. Because those are the guys that should have stepped in the way to say, we don't want you guys going. But you can't do that. They can't force these players to do anything. They have a right and they want to be selected. They want to be good enough to represent their country. It means more than 162 games to them. It means more than the postseason to them. Just because you can't have that as a fan, that's super selfish. Why? Why can't you have that as a fan? Because your rooting interest is right here where you happen to live. Because you want to go to games and you want to see Mr. Met and Mrs. Met play trumpets. Get out, ball. Oh! Score them! Score them. Game. That is amazing. You cannot tell me that isn't some of the best. Like, I don't care what anyone has to say. You guys can call up with your opinions. It just played out live for us. Japan wins like I wanted to. They come back in the bottom of the ninth with their three best hitters up. It was written. It was destiny. And now everybody in Japan, they're having a party.
That's an awesome finish. And I love
anyone in New York from Japanese descent that just watched that and is listening to me right now. Call me up and tell me what that means to you. Maybe your mom, maybe somebody in your family that you talked about this going into this game and how much it meant. And now Japan has the opportunity to face the United States and knock them off in the World Baseball Classic. And then we'll look at the Olympics and the World Baseball Classic and it'll say Japan 1, United States 2 again. But I'm rooting for Team USA. I think we beat them.
It's an awesome sporting event, by the way. That was an awesome finish. I'm not saying sports aren't awesome. I'm not saying that. This just doesn't interest me, but as an objective sports fan,
that was amazing.
That's a great finish. That's an exciting. That's what you want if you're a sports fan, right? Bottom of the ninth,
baseball's
fourth
winning.
Quarter, 30 seconds left in the game, whatever it may be. You're in the shootout in hockey, overtime in hockey. You want moments to come down to the end of the game.
Shohei Ohtani is the biggest name in our sport.
Yes,
he just crossed the plate as the tying run. And then the winning run right after him.
Awesome. It's an awesome
finish.
This
is a global event.
Absolutely.
We are so ignorant to actually talk down this event that is happening on American soil with America's pastime. It is wild to me that so many people are putting the Mets in front of the entire world.
It's not just the Mets.
World.
It's the Mets. It's the Yankees. It's the fans of all. There's no Yankee fans. Come on.
There's definitely Yankees fans, and they're wrong, too.
My point is, Yankees fans
that are like, oh, I'm glad they didn't send Nestor Cortez. I'm glad they didn't send Luis Severino. And if it's like, why are you glad?
If you were to ask
they can get hurt in spring training.
Of course they can.
Or the Yankees could be trash.
But if you were to ask just baseball fans of teams, of any of the 30 teams, would you rather the USA win the World Baseball Classic, or would you rather your team win the World Series? They're going to say they want their team to win the World Series.
But that's so narrow-minded.
That's what we're humans.
Yeah, but that's because, no, we're Americans. We're conditioned, right? It's how we watch baseball. It's how we see it through our prism, through our lens.
It's tough to look through
it. Of course I want the Yankees to win a World Series. That's going to mean way more to me than the World Baseball Classic, but I also want the United States to win. I want USA to win everything. I'm an American. I can't talk down on this thing. I've always enjoyed it. I've always looked forward to it. I never look forward to anyone being hurt in any competition, anything. But I also accept that that is what it is. People get hurt, and that wasn't even in the gameplay, right? Edwin Diaz got hurt celebrating, and it wasn't even him celebrating. It was other guys jumping on him. The Mets will rise. Somebody will step up. They'll figure it out. They'll respond to adversity. They can't pack it up. The World Baseball Classic will continue. There's no such publicity as bad publicity. All of this talk, I hope I had more people listening to me tonight that said, hey, actually, I'll turn it on. Let's see. I don't really care too much about it, but I'm a baseball fan. That was a good baseball game. That game is right next to the Trey Turner Grand Slam comeback win. And you get those two teams in the final. Japan versus the USA. Two capitals of the baseball world. The United States and Japan. Shohei Ohtani is speaking right now. And like, I don't know. When I first was introduced to Ohtani, I thought he was a gimmick. I saw him on 60 Minutes and they were calling him the Japanese Babe Ruth. And I was like, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm like, chill with that. What? There is no other Babe Ruth. Okay, let me see. This guy can pitch. Okay, he can hit. Then I didn't like Shohei because I felt like they took the Rookie of the Year trophy that should have been Miguel Andujar's, and they gave it to him. Fast forward to now, what is Miguel Andujar? He's trying to fight to join the Pittsburgh Pirates. Shohei Ohtani is leading his nation, his country, to the final. Shohei Ohtani has earned my respect. I've been at Yankee Stadium every time he's shown up there. I see what it is. It's mania. It's like Justin Bieber-like energy with the fans. People are showing up with signs, personally made t-shirts. I'm at Yankee Stadium 40, 50 times a year. It's different when Shohei Ohtani shows up there. I hope the Mets get him. I hope the Mets do give him $500 million. Steve Cohen's down for it, clearly. I understand what this rock star is for the game. And if he comes to New York, I understand it's lit every single time at Citi Field. I can't look at this and downplay it. I can't look at this and say that they're doing something wrong or that they should move it. I think they're doing a lot right. Baseball is winning right now. I'm not mad at it. Lisa's in Irvington, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Keith. Yeah, this is Lisa. Thanks for taking my call. You know I'm a Mets fan. And I spoke to you about this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so remember I said? I said, folks want to get hurt. And I knew this was going to happen. Be honest with you, I had a premonition. I knew. We're Mets fans. What else is going to happen?
I can't with the Mets fans, like, pessimism all the time with every single thing.
Keith, I've been a Mets fan since I was a kid. I'm 57 years old. You know what I'm saying? I grew up a Mets fan. My mom was a Mets fan.
I know you've been through a lot with the Mets.
Yeah,
but you went into the World Baseball. I guess, like I said, because the probability was higher. You had like 8 players in the tournament, so the chances are higher that you lose somebody. But I do remember that call, and I remember your caution about. I remember you having, you know, thoughts like, I just hope that, well, you end up losing arguably, one guy that you really couldn't lose. I mean, Lindor would have hurt, and Alonso and McNeil, but like, it just sucks how it went down.
I knew, because I was like, I didn't even know it had happened. And I'm like, I think I caught something on the news. I said, what? And the strangest thing is, he gets hurt. Like you say, he's not even playing.
Game's over. He's not even on the mound. He's trying to walk off. His face, he didn't even crack a smile. It looked like he didn't want to celebrate. He's been in bigger moments than that, I guess.
Michael was like, what? And then for him to be out the whole season, I can see, okay, if he's out a couple of months, okay, fine. But he's out the whole, I mean, he's off, but I mean, just that, what they say, 8 months? So, you know, he's not going to be able to come back. So,
no, he's done for the year. They're leaving a small window of opportunity for him to return, depending on how he rehabs. And I hear that Steve Cohen is taking care of him. They got him a personal chef and all these other things.
I read that. Yeah, so that's a good, you know, I mean, he's, at least he's taking care of, you know, his play. I think he has a nutritionist. He has somebody that's going to help him, I guess, rehab, you know, personal, I guess at his house or something like that, they were saying. So that's a good thing. And but, I mean, the Mets were already sort of thin in the bullpen, you know, as it is. So I guess they're going to figure something else out.
Yep.
Or maybe they're going to have to get somebody a more
make some trades, hitting. Make some trades, and, you know, rise to the occasion. That's what everybody has to do. Thanks for the call, Lisa. It's just how it goes in sports. Guys get hurt all the time. I gave you the example of Ronald Acuna Jr. He got hurt and the Braves went and won the World Series. So why can't the Mets do that? Win it for Edwin. Why can't the Mets say, you know what? We've got a stacked team and we're going to figure it out. We're missing one guy out of the bullpen. We'll get those three outs when we need them. We'll do bullpen by committee until somebody rises. And why don't we win it for Edwin? So that when Edwin does come back next year and the first time Narco rings off in Citi Field, we'll be World Series champions. Like, take that approach. I know it sounds far-fetched. I'm looking at Paul. He's like, yeah, whatever. Sounds good. But, you know, why not think that somebody else will rise and use this as an opportunity to be great?
It's tough. And I do agree that injuries happen. It's sports. We've all been
right.
on.
He didn't die.
We've all been on fans. Injuries happen. The Mets are, someone else on the Mets are, is going to get injured and going to be out for the year this regular season. It's going to happen to someone on the Yankees. It's baseball. It's going to happen. Maybe it's not as important as Edwin Diaz. Maybe it's Volpe. Maybe it's Gerrit Cole. Maybe someone will get hurt on the Yankees and they will be gone for the season. And Yankee fans will be incredibly disappointed and angry and frustrated and bad luck. And we still can't get over the Astros. I admit, I'm emotional when it comes to the Edwin Diaz thing. I am. Does that cloud my judgment? Maybe so. But still, that was a really, really cool sporting event that just doesn't mean anything to me. It just doesn't, and it's nothing against
people. And
you're not alone. It's not anything against, it does not move the needle for me.
You're not alone.
And again, it is what it is. It just doesn't do it. I don't know why. It just does not do it for me.
You're in the minority, I believe, but you're not alone.
You're probably right. You're probably, and I don't think that makes me, if that doesn't move it for you, it doesn't make you a bad American, doesn't make you a bad person. I just can't get into it. It just doesn't, at this point, in 2023, it doesn't mean enough to me yet. Maybe in 2 years that changes.
They're growing a game and this is growing on people.
Hopefully you're right, because much like you, I'm a baseball fan. And baseball is in trouble. And you've said that for a while. They are
in
trouble.
I was in the fan cave in 2014.
Yes.
The whole reason for that project was to try and get 8 young baseball fans together to create content to try and grow the game for a younger audience because they felt like baseball was in trouble with the younger crowd. And how do we make baseball cool?
Yeah,
just said baseball is winning, man. And I love it because I do love the game. And I can watch baseball. It don't matter. I think baseball is the best game. I played football growing up. But before I played football, I was too small. So when you're too small, you're under the weight. What can you play? I played baseball. I fell in love with baseball before football. Basketball, I love hoops too, but it's different. Like, we're Americans. This is our game. There's so many layers to baseball. The business of baseball. Now this global, like, I'm telling you, the imprint. We can't even feel this yet. We'll feel this in the future, what this is doing right now. And for us as Americans, this is our American export. For us not to want to see our American export grow externally, grow in other places and come back to us like this, I just think it makes no sense. This is happening in Miami, Florida. I'm literally in my mind thinking, how do we get this type of energy in March? And you can't really get this type of energy in October. What are they doing? And I know what they're doing. It's cultural and it's a mixed bag of different fans and people from different places. And that energy coming together, man, they have a ballpark that is unlike our ballparks in each little city. And our, you know, our I appreciate ballparks in our cities because I go visit them, and I understand there's different ways and cultures of going about watching a baseball game. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm deep in Yankee land in the Yankee culture. I love it. I think it's one of a kind. I don't know if I'd say it's the best, right? I don't know if Yankee Stadium is turning up like we've seen some of these stadiums. It's different. Major League Baseball is trying to figure out, hey, how do we duplicate this in our regular season and our postseason? This is different. And the fact that they have this is special. It's only been around since 2006. We're not even able to see the effects. Give this a couple years, the next World Baseball Classic and the one after that, and how many young players rise up and guys that you don't know yet, and you don't know what this is doing to young kids in different parts of the entire earth. What this is doing for these kids that are now saying, yo, this is cool. I want to be a baseball player. That's good for us. I'm going to be an old man watching baseball, teaching my son, who isn't born yet, about the game. And I'm going to tell him, listen, son, it's not just here. This is reaching across the globe. And baseball is not going to die. And I'm happy about that. 877-337-6666. Two more sixes. This is my last hour. We'll get to the phones now. The game is over. I want to hear from you guys. Call me up. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.